we're quick to judge. And particularly when we think about politics, politics is about fast point scoring. And so, you know, we're almost putting our politicians in an environment where they need to make quick sound, well, we are putting them in an environment where they need to make quick sound grabs. And so they make rash judgments, or their behaviour indicates to us that they're making rash judgments. And I think if you look at Donald Trump, and I was watching some interviews with him over the weekend, and there was a lot about blaming other people. There was a lot of finger pointing. There was a lot of what felt to me like judgments happening. And the challenge with judgments is that people feel judged, and when people feel judged, then they're going to get defensive. And that's not a way to influence, and it's not a way to build relationships. So it doesn't work from a leadership perspective.
Curiosity then comes into play, where we, you know, use that part of our nature to find out more about a person. So instead of initially judging them on maybe the way that they look or their history or whatever it is, use our curiosity to dig a little deeper.
That's exactly it. I think the mindset of curiosity, it creates an openness. And when we've got that openness, then we can explore. And then when we're exploring, there is the potential to build relationships. Judgment creates those barriers, and curiosity breaks it down. And I think, I know I'm a parent, I've got two young kids, and I know that when I jump in and make judgments on my kids and what they're doing, that there's an immediate wall that goes up. And I might think that my language isn't judgmental, but my kids feel it. And it's exactly the same in leadership. When you're running judgments on the inside, people feel that. I actually do quite an interesting activity sometimes when I'm training leaders. And I get them to sit facing one another, so two people facing one another, and I give them a minute, and I say, this is a silent activity, and I just want you to sit with this person silently, and I want you to be running the script, this person is a problem. I know, now it's sitting silently with someone isn't something that we do typically in our daily business life, so that makes people a little bit uncomfortable, but they get through it. And then I ask them to do the same thing, and the next time I ask them to think about, this person has a problem, and we do in a minute. And then I tell them, I promise there's only one more that we're going to do here. And this time I get them to think about the running the script internally of, this person is a fellow traveller on the journey of life. And then after that we do a debrief. And it's amazing the difference that internal thinking makes, even in just an activity where you're sitting and speaking, or not even speaking, you're just sitting and being with someone else. In the first one, they feel really confrontational, and I can see it as I walk around the room and I just watch them. They're quiet, but I can see that body language that's confrontational or defensive or a combination of both. And then that softens a bit when they start to think about, this person has a problem. And that's when you can see the curiosity that starts kicking in. And then the last one, when they think about this person is a fellow traveller on the journey of life, you can see there's a connection and a relationship. And that's just a simple exercise. And yet the judgments that we're making are so strong, people can feel it. So when you think a real life scenario where you are making strong judgments and you're running internal dialogue about people, they can feel it regardless of what you think you're communicating.
When it comes to a workplace especially, where things are quite fast-paced and if someone's not pulling their weight, often you can, without even realising it, have a negative emotion towards them without, like you said, even having to speak. In your experience, how can a leader get over that or get past that to then help that person become a better employee?
The first thing is to notice the judgments that you're making. Because a lot of us don't even notice that we're making judgments. Perhaps if I tell you a little story about a leader I worked with, Jason. And he was running very strong judgments. And it was clear to me in my first meeting with him that he was being very judgmental towards other people, but also towards himself. And he wasn't quite ready for me to be that confronting and point that out to him. He wasn't ready to hear it yet. So worked with him for a little bit longer, and then at the point where he was ready to hear that, I challenged him and I said to him, look, I get the sense that you're being quite judgmental and you're running judgments on other people, and that might be getting in the way of your relationship. And he immediately said, no, 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 that's definitely not the case. And I'm very open-minded. And I said, okay, how about we just play with this for a little while? And I built up enough trust with him by this stage. So he was quite happy to play along with it. And I said to him, I want you to send me a text sometime tomorrow when you notice that you're reeling, you're making a judgment and you're letting it go. And he said, okay. And then I said, and I want you to keep doing that every day for 2 weeks, except the weekend. You have the weekend off.
Yeah, you have the weekend off, of course.
Weekend off, yeah. So this was actually a late afternoon session. And I got a text, my first text, by 7:30 the next morning. And it was, OMG, exclamation mark. I've just realised I was judging the other drivers on the road for their bad driving. I've noticed that and I've let it go. And although I did say one text today, there was a few more texts again during that day. And then the next day, the first text came about 9:30, so he got a little into the day before he realised he was making judgment. But by the end of the week, he actually called me and he said, I don't need to keep texting you now, I get it. You know, I realised that I am constantly making judgments on people, about people, and I'm just as tough on myself. And he said, and it's not costing anyone else, it's costing me. That was the insight for him that was enough to say, okay, right. Which didn't stop him making judgments. You know, we need to make judgments. We need to make decisions. That's also part of leadership. It's about being conscious and mindful of the decisions you're making and knowing when they're serving you or when they're not. And in his case, these judgments weren't serving him.
For those of us who may be going, oh, I wonder if that's me. Do I do that? I'm not sure if I do that. Is it just about taking that time to notice how we're thinking?
That's the first thing. We can't change something we don't know about. So in his case, until he knew he was being judgmental, I couldn't help him to drop that. So, yeah, for anyone who's listening, just notice the judgments that you make today. Now, at the end of the day, just make a little list. What are the 10, or even the 10 things, the judgments that I've made today about other people, or in the last week about other people? And then you need to flip then to curiosity and get curious about each of those judgments you've made and test them for accuracy. Like, how would you know if this was true? And what if it wasn't true? What might this judgment be causing you to miss out on? What might it be causing you to gain? And what other judgments might someone else make about this same person or the same situation? And those sorts of questions, if you start doing a little bit of self-coaching, start to open up the curiosity and minimise the judgment.
When it comes to the curiosity, you know, moving from judgment to curiosity, is it something we can train ourselves to do then automatically after, you know, once we're aware and we've practiced it a little bit?
Absolutely. So first we start out being not aware. Then once we've got that awareness, we typically then notice ourselves as we're doing, or usually just after we've done it, or just realise I was, you know, really judging my mother badly then when she was trying to be helpful and give me advice on parenting my children, for example. And so I realise after I made a judgment on her. And then as I increase my awareness, I get to the point where I'll become aware as I'm actually making those judgments. And eventually you get to the point where you can become aware before you're making the judgment. Now, I'm quite skilled at this. You know, I train leaders in this, and I have been practicing this in my own world for many, many years. And have I nailed it, Tegan? Absolutely not. So this is a work in progress, but we get better at this. I don't know that we ever eliminate judgment altogether, or even if that's the goal. It's about how the judgments that you're making, are they serving you? And from a leadership perspective, are they serving you in building rapport and being able to influence and lead the people you're working with? From a family point of view, are they serving you in the way that you're building relationships and, you know, developing your children or your relationship with your partner or your friends?
I could imagine as well there'd be many other factors in our life that would determine how we judged or whether we were curious in that day. You know, sometimes you wake up in one of those moods and it's judgment day. It doesn't matter what you do.
Absolutely. And it's ironic that I'm absolutely a half-glass full kind of person. But I'm actually having a slightly prickly day today. So it is ironic that I've chosen to speak to you about this on a day when I suspect I might make more judgments about other people than I would on other days.
Well, look, verbalising it here might make you just take that extra moment before you do that.
in mind. and I think it's really useful to think about what are the factors in my world that contribute to this. So, you know, I'm as I said, I've got two young kids. So for me, sleep, if I have a child who's sick and I'm up three or four times in the night and I'm tired, then I'm more likely to slip into judgment. If I'm feeling judged myself, then I'm more likely to judge others. If I'm lacking confidence in a particular situation. So when you start to become aware of your own triggers for judgment, then you can start to work ways to support yourself to minimise that. When you think about curiosity, I think Walt Disney must be an exemplar of curiosity and the things that he created through curiosity. And there's a lovely quote that I love from him. He says, "We keep moving forward and opening new doors and doing new things because we're curious. And curiosity keeps leading us down new paths." And I think when we expand that, I would add to that that curiosity leads us down new relationships as well, relationships with ourselves and relationships with other people.